Recently, we visited Prayag and the place of where
Ashwamedha
yes, where
Ghat,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Rupa Goswami. So, can you tell something more about that place? Maybe some details.
Yeah, this what they called present day Allahabad. Now, of course, that 1,000 years ago, India was conquered by the Mughals, and they changed the name of so many ancient cities and villages, to become named after their form of God or their name for God. Allah, Allah, Abad, Allah, Allah, Abad, Allah, Abad. But the ancient name is Prayag, and actually, even before that, it was called Kashi. So Kashi is one of the very ancient cities. And in the Puranas, it's a very, very ancient city. And the Puranas, Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, it says that Prayag is a Mukta Pura. It's a city where you get liberation if you die there. You go to the spiritual world. And there's different spiritual worlds. Mahavaikuntha planet, which is a spiritual planet where Shirdakshai Vishnu lives in this material universe. And there's other lower planes of Vaikuntha existence. But that also means liberation. So this Kashi is very, very old. Kashi, there's seven cities in Bharat that if someone dies there, they get liberation. One is Kashi and Ayodhya and Mathura and Haridwar and Dwarka, someplace called Mayapuri, which is maybe Assam or somewhere, I'm not sure, some other place called Mayapuri. It's not Mayapur, Mayapuri. Oh, the Avanti. Avanti is one, and then Vishnukanchi or something like this in South India. So these are very special places. Mathura is there, Mathura Mandala. So Kashi is one of them. And you can read in a Krishna book how the Akura was born there as a son of Gandini and Shwapaka. Akura, the famous Akura, the uncle of Krishna. And during the Dwarka Leela, Akura, he ran away with the Shamantaka jewel and he went there to Kashi. And then there was a whole Leela that unfolded, and the king of Kashi attacked Dwarkadish, and then he released some kind of tantric demoniac weapon to burn down Dwarkadish. But that was defeated by Krishna's chakra. Then the weapon returned and killed the king of Kashi or something like this. So Kashi is a very, very ancient city. It takes the king of Kashi took part in Krishna's Leela 5,000 years ago. So somehow either it has two ancient names or Prayag is a newer name, but the most ancient name is Kashi. And then Prayag. So Prayag means it's a combination of two words, Prakrishta and Yajna. So it's Prayag means big Yajna, big place of Yajna. So in the Puranas, it says the devatas used to come from the higher planets to this planet and do big Yajnas there, Vishnu Yajnas, to please Vishnu. Because there it's a very auspicious place where rivers come together, the Saraswati Ganga. And the Triveni is there, Jamuna, Ganga, and Saraswati. So where three rivers come together, it's a very spiritually surcharged place. So there, at the juncture there of those three rivers, they would do these big fire yagyas, huge fire yagyas in Treta Yuga, millions of years ago. So Prayag is a place, a great place of yagya. Prayag means yagya. So now the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are going up and down the streets of Prayag and doing the Nam Sankirtan Yajna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Yajna Sankirtana Prayara. Krishna Varnam Srisat Krishnam Sangopangashta Parshanam Yajna Sankirtana Prayara Janti Samedha. So 500 years ago, this analogy is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita that although Prayag was there, Ganga was there, Yamuna was there for so many thousands and thousands of years. There was never any flooding of the city. The banks of the Ganga never flooded. But when Lord Chaitanya came to Prayag 500 years ago, he said there was an entire flood of Krishna Prem. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya, he inundated Atol Pralaya Magana. He inundated the whole city of Prayag with the Harinam Sankirtan. Wherever Lord Chaitanya was dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, everyone saw him, got prem. Because he's Radharani. He has Radharani's bhav, looking like Radharani, golden color, and emanating her prem and karuna bhav. But Krishna Sarupam, but Radha's bhav, and Kanti and bhava. So if anyone sees Radharani, then they'll get prem. And one will only see Radharani if they're a devotee. Krishna goes in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He goes and fights demons. Radharani never leaves Vrindavan. So demons never get that close to see Radharani. So they even don't get prem. And so many people saw Krishna. And what about the wrestlers in Mathura? Chanur was embracing Krishna tighter than Radharani. Tighter than Radharani could ever embrace Krishna. And trying to break every ribbon. Just like, but what was his attitude? What was his attitude? What was his motivation? I want to kill Krishna. So he had no prem. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana. Because he's not a bhakta. It's only bhakta can see Krishna. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. This is the Bhakti Lochan. This is the eye of the devotee. He has prem. Krishna shows he has the adhikar to receive darshan of Krishna. He can't see Krishna, but now that he has prem, Krishna may come and show himself. If like you have an appointment, the doctor may see you, but he may cancel appointments and you don't see him. So he gives you an appointment, which means he's going to grant you his darshan. So Krishna gives us, instills his prem in our heart. That itself is a gift. If he gives us his prem, that means, yes, now I've given you an appointment. I've given you an appointment. Someday I'll show myself to you. Now wait. So this Lord Chaitanya came to Prayag and he inundated the entire city with waves of love of God. Hariharaya nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya namaha Krishna 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 Krishna. And everyone dancing madly, tears shooting out of Gauranga's eyes like a pitchkari, syringe, every direction, everyone getting drenched. And he only came there to meet Rupa Goswami. Because this has been the center of the Advaitins. The Mayavadis have had their center here since thousands of years, since the time of Shankara. Shankara, he preached in Kashi. So it's a big center for the Mayavadis. So bhaktas, they have no interest there. But Lord Chaitanya only came there to meet Rupa Goswami and to teach him the Rasa Tattva and Bhakti Tattva. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. So his whole mind and heart was infused into the mind and heart of Rupa Goswami. And then, because Rupa Goswami, he knows the mind and heart of Gauranga. Sri means Sri Gauranga. He's Sri Gauranga Rup. He's the form of Gauranga's Rup and mind. I mean, Rupa Goswami is the form of Gauranga's mind and heart, his prem. And similarly, this Radharani, she is the Rupa Manjari is a form of Radharani's love and bhav. Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Rupa Goswami. Radharani comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this is Prayag, and Lord Chaitanya, as a side effect of being there, he liberated some people say, and Prakashananda Saraswati, he was criticizing Lord Chaitanya, why are you're chanting and dancing like some rickshawala from Bengal? Rickshawalas, they drive the rickshawala in the day, and at night they play the madanga in the kirtan party, and dance around. This is, you're a sannyasi, Advaitin, you should sit down here on the banks of the Ganga, my ashram. Study Vedanta Sutra, Sarva Kalvedami Brahma, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, Janmad Yasya Yataha, Om Tat Sat, like this. This is a good thing. You're just going, Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe. What is this? dancing. This is all like some sentimental, some fool, some drunken fool dancing, crying. This is not the way. This is showing all these mayak, these symptoms of emotions. This is all maya. You have to be, transcend all these emotions. Transcend this body. Be in the Brahman. Brahman, there's no happiness, distress. There's no smiling, laughing. There's no crying. What is this? Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. You're Advaita Sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya preached to him and converted him. So then he became Prabhananda Saraswati. That's what many Gaudiya saints say that. And other people say that he is the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami from South India. So I don't know either one. You can't prove either way. There's just endless debate about that. It's pretty clear, if you look at the writings of Prabodhananda Saraswati, that he, whoever he was, we don't know, it's not clear exactly who his prior name was. As Prabodhananda Saraswati, many times he writes in his verses, he mentions the light of Brahman, and Radharani's more brilliant than Brahman, and the Jyoti. He often talks about the Jyoti of Radharani. My teacher was pointing this out to me when we were discussing this identity. Probably because those, just like Lord Chaitanya, he was obviously a Vaishnava, worshipper of Radha and Krishna. He is Radha and Krishna. But he took sannyas from the Sankara Sampradaya. So this Prabhupada Saraswati, maybe before he was a sannyasi, he had taken sannyas in the Mayavadi Sampradaya. So that, and he was Prakashananda Saraswati, that's what they say. Who knows? Because unlike any other six Goswamis, or Vishwanath, or others that had no connection at all with Mayavad philosophy, they don't have any verses in any of their Stavamala or Savavali or any of the writings which mention about the Jyoti and the effulgence of Radharani and things like this. There's several verses in Radharasa Nidhi. Also in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he talks about, often says, oh, higher than the Brahman. He often talks about Brahman. So whoever he was, if you believe that he was some Mayavadi and became Vaishnava, that's what there's good proof to say, yes, this is proof that he was a Mayavadi or he had taken sannyas from Mayavad, so he was influenced by that. But then other people say he's the uncle, so there's no way to prove, there's no chronological, there's no proof, it's just different arguments. Who is Prakashananda Saraswati? Like this. So Prayag is, that's the thing. Of course, Rupa Goswami came there, I don't know what time, I forget exactly. You can remind me because I can't remember. Lord Chaitanya was coming from Vrindavan when he met, okay, now that makes sense, thank you. Because if you read in Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapters 17 and 18, it talks about Lord Chaitanya coming to Vrindavan. He came once to Vrindavan in the year 1515 AD. Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan. So then there in that chapter 17 and 18 of Madhya Leela, it describes that visit, one and only visit, of about 4 months, it appears. 2 months in Mathura Brajmandal, 2 months, and 2 months in Vrindavan at Kuragat. He entered Vrindavan on Kartik of Purnima. It says that. But he came to Mathura long before that in Shravan Mas. So if you calculate, and then at the end it says, at the end of chapter 18 or beginning or so, it says, Lord Chaitanya was seeing, now Posh month is coming to an end, and soon Kumbh Mela will start in Prayag. So Lord Chaitanya, he expressed to his servants, they were accompanying him, I'd like to go to Prayag to attend Kumbh Mela. So Lord Chaitanya came from Vrindavan to Prayag, to take part in the Kumbh Mela. Every year there's a Kumbh Mela there. And Rupa Goswami was already there, or he came from another direction. So they would both be meeting in Prayag during Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela means January. After Posh month comes Magh. It's called Magh Mela. So Lord Chaitanya left here at the end of Posh, and about 10 days later he arrived in Magh Mas. Another significant thing about Prayag, why it's so ancient, is that all the way back to Mohini Avatar. And Satyuga, the Mohini Avatar appeared from the Kir Samudra Mantan, Devasura, Kir Samudra Mantan. The Devas and the Asura, were churning the milk ocean. And then Mohini came out with a pot of nectar. And they were tussling, and there were some fight over that pot. Demigods and demons, oh, give me that. So some drops fell out, some drops that Amrit fell out. And one drop went to Prayag of nectar from Mohini's nectar pot. And one drop went to Ujjain. And one drop went to Haridwar and Allahabad. And where else? Where's the fourth? There's four places where there's Kumbh Mela. Every year in Ujjain and Haridwar and Allahabad. I can't remember the other one. Anyway, this nectar fell there millions and millions of years ago in Satyuga and Prayag. Prayag has been a pilgrimage place since Satyuga. So it's really, really old. Millions and millions of years old, much older than Moscow and St. Petersburg. Well, to speak of Hyderabad. Bad. Hyderabad. Hyderabad qualities. You know, H-I-D-E, H-E-R.
Hyderabad qualities.
Yeah. That's called marriage. Just accept it, you know, Hyderabad. So that's all I can remember to say about Prayag. And the most important thing is that Rupa Shiksha, because the seeds of all those instructions given to Rupa Goswami, those were the seeds which later manifested in the beautiful fruits of all of his writings. All those teachings are the sutras. If you go and examine tightly and very, very deeply, there's no tikkas, very much developed commentaries on the shlokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But if someone can describe those shlokas or Rupa Shiksha from chapter whatever, 2021, whatever it is, there's Sanatana Shiksha and Rupa Shiksha, you'll see in each of those shlokas in Bengali that Krishnadas Kaviraj has summarized all the teachings of Rupa Goswami, which are, of course, in Sanskrit, but he's given sutras to include all the teachings of Rupa Goswami in Bengali. Because so the majority of Gaudiya Vaishnavas who only know Bengali language and not the complicated Sanskrit, they could easily understand the essential teachings of Rupa Goswami. It's a summary of all of his teachings from Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita, Sindhu, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, everywhere, all those books. It's quite amazing. You see, everything he wrote is simply an expansion of one or two or more of those shlokas from the teachings that he received from Lord Chaitanya at the holy abode of Prayag. It's called Prayag Tirtha. Of course, when you go there next time, if you go there to little shops, you can probably find in English little tiny booklets for 5 rupees or 10 rupees. Tell you about the history of Prayagraj. It's also called Prayagraj, which means the king of all holy places. It's called a Tirtharaj. Prayag is called a Tirtharaj. Tirtha means holy place. If you go there, you get purified of your sins. And many holy men will be there to also teach you or you do pujas there. It's a place where you can do some tapa and puja and prayaschitta atonement in these tirthas. And there's surcharge and you get more benefit. So there's something called tirtha and then there's dham. So tirtha are holy places that are made holy by some particular lila, Bhagavan, or great saints and sages. And they're very ancient places of pilgrimage and yatra and puja, atonement, and yajna, and all these karmakandya activities for the purification of the human beings. The tirthas, and there are many of them. Pushkar Tirtha, Prayag Tirtha, Haridwar Tirtha, Rishikesh Tirtha. Whatever. I don't know about Rishikesh, but Haridwar Tirtha. But some of them are dhams. Dham means, when we say Vrindavan Dham, Ayodhya Dham, Dwarka Dham. So dham are places where the Bhagavan, in his personal form, he actually comes and engages in lila. So this is Prem Dham, Brajabhumi, Vrindavan Dham, Prem Bhumi, Lila Bhumi, Vrindavan Dham. So the Prayag is a Tirtha, and it's considered Tirtha Raj. And there's some stories in the Puranas where Prayag Raj, there's personification of that holy place. His name is King. Like we have Chandra's a planet, the moon planet, but there's a Devata that's in charge there, like the chief minister. His name is Chandradev. And he has 27 wives, the 27 nakshatras. He's a Brahmin. Maybe more wives, 27 stars, Ashwini and Anuradha and Chitra and Dhanishta and Vishaka, many Sakis, Dinishta, Chitra, Vishaka, Ashwini, and Pushyami, Hasta, Swati, and Rohini, and many of the Vrindavan players are there. They're all his wives, these devis. So he's Chandra. So similarly, Prayag is a place that three rivers come there, Saraswati, invisible now, maybe always, I don't know, Ganga and Saraswati, Prayagraj, Alalabad. And so there's a king there, Prayagraj. So he called a convention of all the tirthas of India. He said, you please, I'm the Raj, because he's the king. He's considered a supreme tirtha in all of India, the topmost tirtha, place of doing prayaschitta, tapa is Prayag. It's called Prayag Raj. Raj means the king. Tirtha Raj. So all the tirthas came there, Rishikesh, Haridwar, all the tirthas came there to pay their homage and respect. But one tirtha is tirtha and also dam. One tirtha didn't come there, that was Mathura Mandal. Mathura didn't go. So I go? I'm a dam. I'm a tirtha. I'm a purifying, a pavitra stali. A Pavitram Stali, you see this, my land of Mathura, you bathe in Mathura and Yamuna, or you take darshan, you touch this land, you become Pavitram, purified. I'm also Tirtha, and I'm also Muktipura. I'm one of the seven Muktipuras, and I'm also Krishna's Leela Bhumi, Bhagavan, Purushottam, Leela Bhumi, Leela Purushottam. I'm not going, I'm not interested, I don't need to go. So Mathura didn't go. So then, Prayagraj got angry. It's in Puranas. He said, what is this? Why Vrindavan isn't coming? So then he was very angry. So then some rishis came there and said, listen, cool down, Prayagraj. They said, you have to understand, Mathura didn't come here because Mathura is not a tirtha, but more than a tirtha, much greater than you. Mathura has some ego, has some pride, because she is the place, Mathura Devi, whatever, this Mathura Dham, this is a place where Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the supreme form of the Lord, the Swayam Bhagavan, the Sarvavatari, Sri Krishna, he comes there and he has his Avirbhav there, his Leela there. This is the topmost of all places. So you don't be angry, you just relax. So then Prayagraj cooled down. Now there's another story from Puranas, that Nanda Maharaj, he was wandering in the Govardhan, just going out to check the pastures. He was going there with Sunanda and Abhinandan, Upananda, his brothers, different brothers. So he and his brothers, they were walking near Govardhan, seeing all the pasture land, seeing the condition of the trees and the grass, everything for the cows. And they were walking around the Govardhan, and some big black horse, they saw this big black horse racing very fast and very kingly person sitting on the top with all necklaces and jewels and golden crown, running very, very fast. Very fast, coming from the east. And I said, what's this? A big kshatriya and a very big horse. I've never seen such a big horse. Must be a Sindhi horse from Sindh. Sindhi horse is very stout and strong. So then he came and then And then they were watching. They just stood behind some kandamba trees and they were watching. Who is this? You know? So then he jumped. He just, before the horse even stopped, he went, whoa, and the horse just stopped and he jumped off the horse. He started rolling in the dust. Oh, Brajadam, 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 Brajadam. Ananda Baba, Utmananda, Abhinanda, they were looking at each other. Well, who is it? Kone. Who is this person? He's going crazy, rolling back and forth in the dust of the Braj and the Govardhan, Prikamamarga. They were very curious, and they could see he's obviously some king and from some nearby country. So Nanda Baba said, when Prayagraj settled down and recovered himself and started just, you know, standing up, he's feeling okay. You know? And then they came up very humbly, and Nanda Maharaj said, Maharaj, Raja, welcome. This is the kingdom of Brajadam. This is Vrindavan. My name is Nanda Baba, and I am the king of this region. And I see you're a very exalted king with all exalted features. You've come from a great distance. And please, welcome to our kingdom. Please, you come to my palace. You take some food and relax and be bathed and everything. and change clothes. And may I ask who you are? And he said, oh, I am Prayagraj. I am Prayagraj. I am Tirtharaj. And Nandamas said, oh, you're Tirtharaj. You're the famous Prayagraj. And then they all bowed their heads. Oh, it's such an ancient place from millions of years ago. Millions and millions of years ago, Kashi and Prayagraj and all the demigods. Oh, we're so honored to have you here. But, you know, may we ask, you know, we see you rolling in the dust, you know, like this. And how is it? Why are you doing like this? You know, we just walk here with our cows and you're a big king. And say, oh, no. Nanda Baba, you don't know the glories of this Brajaduli. You don't know the glories of this Brajadam. It's so incredible. All in the Puranas, it tells so many glories of this holy Dham. It's so pavitram and so amazing. And Nanda Baba was looking at me. Said, really? It says like that. I never heard. No one said. I just have my Lala. Lala's here and Shodarani, and we have the cows. We don't know. It's just this is our land, the Braj, Vrindavan. Gokul Braj. Some people they call it Nanda Braj. Oh, why are you coming? See, every year, Nanda Baba, so many lakhs and lakhs, millions of people come from all over India. They come to my Tirtha, to Prayag. They come to my place and they bathe in Triveni. And they leave so many sins there. So many thousands, lakhs and lakhs of sins they leave in the Ganga and Jamuna and in the Prayag. And all those sins are on my head. They just weigh so heavily on my head and I just on my back. So every year, right after Kumbh Mela, I as fast as I can, I ride my fastest, biggest horse. I ride all the way here without stop to Brajadam. And by rolling in this dust of Brajadam, this dhuli, all those sins, I get purified and free from all those sins. So that's why I come here every year. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.